Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio. This is Jim Masters. We're also excited to welcome VM Leadership Coach and Consulting, Betty Woodbury. She is here, and she's in Canada. She is in a wonderful, beautiful place about maybe 3 hours from Edmonton. We're just talking about that. She's a seasoned executive and leadership coach, consultant, author, and international conference speaker. She empowers individuals in executive and leadership roles to navigate the fast-paced business landscape. And whether her extensive experience and deep understanding of the evolving business environment comes into play, and it does with her extensive experience, Betty emphasizes agile leadership that's grounded in authenticity and empathy and wisdom. She's the founder and CEO of VM Leadership Coaching and Consulting Incorporated, where she partners with leaders and leadership teams to provide coaching and consulting services in areas such as coach training, leadership development, change management, and equity, as well as diversity and inclusion. Betty's approach fosters innovative insights and drives aligned influence, empowering leaders to reach new heights of leadership impact. As the lead author of the book Courage, Change, and Faith, Inspiring Narratives of Black Women Leaders, Betty shares her story entitled Purpose, Potential, and Power, which serves as the foundation for Betty's keynotes, workshops, and coaching sessions. She leverages her experiences to unlock leadership potential and drive meaningful change. She's also received numerous accolades, including being named one of Canada's top 100 Black Women to Watch in 2022, the Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Award in 2022, and being a nominee for the RBC Women of Influence 2023. Additionally, she was recognized as a 2022-2023 Diversity Champion by the Women's in Leadership Foundation. She helps her clients grow into the highest version of themselves and thrive in an uncertain and complex world. Her website is bmcoachingconsulting.ca. We'll mention that again during the show. But without further ado, let's welcome Betty to the show for the first time here on Close Up Radio. Betty, welcome to the show. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you very much, Jim. That was a very gracious introduction.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. You know, I would love to know, I like to humanize the guests that we have, and I'd love to know what inspired you initially to want to go into coaching, to want to help others and inspire others as an executive and leadership coach. When you look at your own pathway and your own life's journey, what are some of the things that pointed you in the direction of doing this extraordinary work?
Great question, Jim. I actually experienced a coaching session while attending a session where I didn't know what coaching was about. I had been in leadership development for about 10 years, and at this particular session, someone coached me for about 30 minutes, and they asked me questions, and they were really listening to me and using what I'm saying to stretch me and challenge my limited beliefs. I had assumptions I'd made in my mind that were not allowing me to grow in the direction that I wanted to grow in. After experiencing this transformative conversation, I was completely turned on. I thought, wow, I could have been going through life with this limiting belief in my mind, and it would have limited my potential because I thought it was true, and it wasn't true. So the coach gave me an opportunity to overcome that internal barrier that I had built up in my mind. And after experiencing that, Jim, I could not continue in leadership development without adding that dimension of coaching into my skills repertoire. So I decided to enroll for a graduate certificate in executive coaching at Royal Roads University. And after that, I was licensed. I got certified through International Coaching Federation as a professional leadership coach. And it's been my privilege and honor to coach other leaders to let go of their limiting beliefs, to stretch their potential, and to really engage in the art of the possible. It is just completely mind-blowing. I love it.
That is fantastic. That is wonderful. That you sound so excited and passionate about it, and I think that's so incredibly important. The role as an executive and leadership coach, how do you define that? Tell us about your role as an executive and leadership coach.
Yes, that is very important because there's so many niches that coaches have these days. So my niche, executive and leadership coach, I work with leaders who are in an organizational setting or are entrepreneurs. So these are people in decision-making roles. And the reason why this is my niche is because I worked as a senior leader myself and noticed how senior leadership and executive roles can be quite lonely. People don't have someone who can be a sounding board for them when making tough decisions. So that's what my niche is. It's individuals who have responsibility over systems, organizations, people leaders essentially, who need to think at a strategic level because decisions that they make affect the organization, affect the people in it. They need to be able to understand how things interconnect in organizations. And I have that knowledge because I'm trained in organizational effectiveness. So I'm able to see the system's view of an organization. I can relate to the issues that keep leaders up at night, whether it's about people, budget, change, all kinds of things that keep them at night. I lived it. I was an internal consultant to our executive senior team. So that is my niche. I understand the world. I understand the issues and the opportunities as well and can be able to support these leaders in an effective way.
That's fantastic. And again, it's so important because leaders, you know, need support oftentimes, even though they're in the leadership roles. Some people feel, oh, well, a leader is a leader. They don't need help. Well, everybody does, and every coach is coached as well. You say, lead boldly, live fully, and leave a legacy. Tell us about that. I love that.
Yes. Well, you know, you talked about everyone needs a coach. You know, when we see great games, play a great game, accolades go to the coach as well, because these teams are able to attain that because of the coach. So coaching has become the new way to help anyone play their A game. Everyone wants to be effective. Now, going to the tagline, lead boldly, we need courage. The world right now needs courage. A leader needs to have the courage to confront some of the issues that have come up, whether it's demographic issues, climate issues. All kinds of challenges are cropping up into organizational life. And it's not business as usual. And sometimes doing something different, something new, something visionary, requires bold leadership, requires a leader to go first, requires a leader to inspire others to come with them on that journey. So that's why I talk about bold, because courage is one of the essential virtues that are, I guess, sustained leadership through time. Live fully. Sometimes leaders are confused or there's a tension around giving themselves to the role and also being able to lead a full life. And when I think about living a full life, you know, I meet with individuals who talk about how their work can be all-consuming. And in as much as leadership is a worthy and a noble career for anyone to have, and anyone is a leader anyway. I'm not just talking about people with positions. I believe leadership is everyone's business. It doesn't have to be that way. One can balance leadership and actually love it And it doesn't need to be all-consuming, because if you are aligning your strengths and aligning the people around you in the right direction, it does not have to be all-consuming. And you have time to live with family, with your health, and really flourish in that role. So I'm not the kind of coach who just drives people to just seeing results at the expense of the other things that are important to them. And then leaving a legacy is something that I observed from my parents. They were always thinking about the future generation. They are always thinking about the actions that they take today and the impact it will have on future generations. I have three children of my own, and I'm always thinking about what is the kind of world I want to live? What is the seed that I want to plant that might grow into an oak tree sometime for my children, great-grandchildren to enjoy? So I think that is something that leaders want to think about, to just not about the present, but also about the future that we are creating together.
Very important. Tell us about the book Courage, Change, Faith, and Leadership, Inspiring Narratives of Black Women Leaders, for which you are the lead author. Congratulations.
Yes, the book is actually a collaborative book project, and it has 13 authors. I was the lead author, and I convened these women after leading a cohort of leadership of just Black women leaders, and I found that the stories of Hello.
Welcome back. Yeah.
Hello, thank you.
Yes. Yeah. You can, yeah, continue what you were saying.
Yes. The book Courage, Change, and Faith, Inspiring Narratives of Black Women Leaders, with a compilation of 13 stories for Black women leaders in Canada. And it is a product of a collaborative project that I initiated. These women were in my leadership program, and after hearing their stories throughout the program, I just felt compelled to bring them together and to have them pen their stories so that, again, they can put their stories out there. Sometimes we don't hear enough of these stories. They're not out there, especially from Black women. And I just felt that this is an opportunity to amplify their voices and also create opportunities for other cultures to learn about their leadership journey.
That's really fantastic. Congratulations again on the book.
Thank you.
Wrote this. Yeah, I love the fact that you were inspired to write your story entitled Purpose, Potential, and Power. Tell us about the inspirations for that.
Yes, the inspiration for that, I looked through my life. I was born in Kenya, and I immigrated to Canada when I was in my early 20s to meet my husband. John, my husband, is also from Kenya. And we lived actually in U.S. for some time. We lived in San Diego and then came back to Western Canada in the early 2000s. When I look back through my life, these are the key themes that emerged for me as a leader. I had to find my purpose when I immigrated to North America. I had to find the purpose of being here and how I would serve my community and how I would use my gifts without completely forgetting what I was exposed to in my formative years in Kenya, and create a niche. So again, finding a purpose, anchoring myself in that, having a vision, and knowing that I had gifts and talents that needed to be maximized in the new environment. After finding my purpose, then it was about what am I going to do to truly unleash my potential. I didn't know what my potential was, but it's through taking risks, putting myself in sometimes stretch opportunities, uncomfortable situations, but things that I was really passionate about. These are the things that really stretched my potential. I became executive director of a nonprofit organization just a year after coming to Saskatoon. It was something that was a huge opportunity for me, but I could have shrunk back and not taken the opportunity. But after taking that opportunity, it gave me enough exposure and experience to serve at a senior level, and I continued on with my career that way. So when I stretched my potential, then I was able to step into my own personal power. And personal power does not mean power over others, but the power within and how I felt that I could actually influence change. I was confident that if I gathered in the right people around me, and if I stretched enough, if I was curious enough, if I had enough integrity, I would be able to make the influence and the impact that I was seeking. So that's what I think about when I think about personal power, is someone who steps into themselves, into who they are, and believes that they can make the difference that they aspire to. So those are the themes in my life, looking back in my journey, growing up in Kenya, coming to Canada with a stopover in the U.S. and back to Western Canada. Those are the themes that framed my own leadership journey, and I've also attracted the accolades that I've received, namely being named top 100 Black women. It feels good because I can see that it has come with work, but looking back, I didn't know that I would be here today, and I didn't know that I would have been able to accomplish as much as have and impacted the people that I've been able to impact. So it is a journey. Leadership is a journey. So as a coach, I, again, put myself in a situation. I exercise the same things that I coach my leaders to. So that's why experience really counts in what I do and what I support, especially women leaders, to get to step into their personal power and do what they are meant to do.
That's so incredibly important on so many different levels. Absolutely. You say leadership is not a position. Tell us about tell us about that.
Yes, leadership is not a position, and sometimes people confuse being a boss or having a formal leadership role as a leader. You can be a boss without being a leader. For me, I define leadership as someone who influences other people in the direction for the collective good. So you can be able to influence change for the collective good, and I say that is a very important definition, not for selfish ends, but for the collective good, without having any position. I watched people in non-formal positions or informal positions do that all the time. I've been able to do that as well without really having, you know, bringing the book together and bringing all these people together. It was a volunteer position. I did not have a formal role over these people, but they were willing to follow and to, you know, do the task that we were all committed to do. So, again, I don't think those are synonymous. You can be a leader without a formal role, and anyone, absolutely anyone, as long as they choose to influence positive change within whatever influence that they have, whether you're a mother in your home, you're influencing the climate in your own home, you're influencing your own family, you're influencing your siblings. So it doesn't matter the sphere of influence. It's the decision to make a positive difference. That, to me, is what leadership is about. It's not necessarily having, you know, the big titles and the big names. I choose, however, to work with people who have these formal leadership roles as executive and organizational leaders, because that's a niche that I serve and it's a niche that I've experienced in. But I do not negate other levels of leadership that exist.
That's so very, very important for people to realize. You know, you have all these wonderful accolades. Tell us about the amazing accolades that you have and what they mean to you.
Well, you know, I've never done work to get an accolade. So for me, it's always something very humbling when I'm nominated by people for some of these accolades. Being named Canada's Top 100 Black Women in 2022, it was a moment of pride and a moment of reflection because I looked back into my journey. It helped me reflect from my humble beginnings and the fact that I'm making a difference and I'm being a role model for other Black women in Canada was a point of pride and also huge privilege. And it meant to me that I need to continue just being who I am. I never did this to get accolades. It just affirmed that who I am makes a difference. And that was fulfilling in its own way. Receiving the Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Award was because of the service I've done to my province. And again, it is important to me to be anchored in place. I always say you bloom where you're planted. I've been a volunteer for so many initiatives, not just, in my faith, in the leadership roles, in my cultural communities. So again, volunteering and finding extra time to help the community grow is something that I'm committed to. And I think it's something that we want to always, again, be part of the change that is in our community. So that was important for me, having lived here for about 25 years and dedicating all the time, to volunteer work. It was good to get that acknowledgement from the province of Saskatchewan. And being a nominee for Women of Influence from RBC, that is the Royal Canadian Bank of Canada, again, it was another acknowledgement that I am a woman of influence. And I don't intend to do that. It's just that the decisions that I make end up influencing people for the better, or they take attention or they pay attention to that. So again, in my stage of career and in terms of what I'm doing, it is very humbling. I am very thankful and grateful for this. It's not what drives me. Accolades don't drive me, but it's always very gratifying when the impact is felt by others and they're compelled to acknowledge me for that.
Congratulations on it all, because it's obviously well-earned and well-deserved on so many incredible levels. Let's talk about the other services you provide through your consulting firm, BM Leadership Coaching and Consulting. Tell us about that.
Yes, I love the services because, again, as a coach and as a professional coach, I'm also an associate faculty at Royal Roads University on coaching, and I love the profession of coaching. So I do coach training in organizations for managers. Managers are a key group of creating coaching cultures in organizations. So I help create coaching cultures and also training the managers and internal people on how to live that way or how to show up and act as a coach in everyday conversations. I also do leadership development for managers or for any individuals that the organization wants to do internally. Some of these find it hard to take people into courses outside of the organization. So I create internal leadership programs where organizations can, either get their managers through, their supervisors through, their senior leaders through. So I have expertise in that because it has to be tied to the organization's strategic priorities. Change management is something that I'm passionate about. We are living in a world of change. Again, change is upon us. So again, how do we enable people to be agile, and how do we create processes so that we are doing change with people, not to them? The rate of change, of course, is now very fast. We have to equip ourselves to be very nimble and also create processes that will enable other people to adapt well to the changes that are upon us. Equity, diversity, and inclusion is a training program that I create to just help people embrace it from a strength-based perspective. This is not something new. We are all diverse. That is a fact of nature. Being inclusive and creating equitable opportunities is something that we all need as leaders and as organizations to create so that we can continue moving together as a collective. We are living in a global environment. Again, it's not us, but it's them. The narrative of pitting people against one another, I think, is old and irrelevant. We need to really be working together. We are one humanity, and I think creating those values and creating the culture for everyone to do their best work is something that I'm very passionate about.
You have maybe a success story that comes to mind that, you know, a lot of people love success stories and they love hearing about triumphs. Does something come to mind, somebody you worked with?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've worked, I mean, I can tell several success stories. I'll tell you of an organization that I created, a provincial training program that has trained over 3,000 leaders, and those 3,000 leaders have read the cultural change in that healthcare environment. That is something that I'm very, very proud about together with the team that I did that with. I was just talking to one of my coaches last week, and we started our journey last year. I usually have 6 or 10 coaching sessions for leaders in organization. And it was so heartwarming at that session last week. She said, you know what, Betty, I feel like I have grown up. I feel that everything that I'd wanted to achieve, I've not just achieved them, but my mindset has completely shifted. And I am not the same person that you met a year ago. Now, those are the kinds of stories that I hear. It is not just achieving something, but it's the internal mindset of my coaches. They change from the inside out. Whatever was limiting, whatever was a barrier, whatever was pressing on them, they don't see it as an issue anymore. So I just can remember the words of that executive that says, you know, Betty, I feel like I've grown up. I am not the person you met a year ago. I am free. I am free to soar. And I feel that I have the skills to be able to do that. That is something that just warms me up. And I can tell you story after story, Jim. But that's what I'm about. I really am about creating that internal shift so that people are not thinking the same. People are not believing the same.
Let's see if we can dial back. I don't know if she's on a cell phone, but got cut off there.
Hello.
Welcome back. Technology, crazy, huh? There must be clouds
yes.
in the air.
No worries.
But that's a great story that you shared, and I want to make sure that folks can go to the website to connect with you and to learn more about your extraordinary work, Betty, and I hope we get a chance to expand some more down the line and hear more of those great examples. Folks can go to bmcoachingconsulting.ca. That's bmcoachingconsulting.ca. Betty, this was truly a real pleasure and a delight having you on our show today, and hopefully again we'll get a chance to explore more down the line, and I truly hope you enjoyed the time with me here on Close Up Radio as much as I have with you.
Yes, absolutely, Jim. You are a fantastic host, and I enjoyed the questions that you asked me and the conversation. Thank you so, so much.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine and ours. You be well, and you keep the faith in doing the extraordinary work you're doing. And again, I look forward to hopefully expanding some more together here on our show. This was really wonderful. Again, the website for Betty Mudhwari, again, of BM Leadership Coaching and Consulting, is bmcoachingconsulting.ca. This is Jim Masters thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, we appreciate you being with us here on Close Up Radio as well. And stay tuned. More great episodes coming up. Till then, for all of us, have a great day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.